With the new iPhone, you can watch, listen, ignore your friends, stalk your ex, download porno on a crowded bus, even check your email while getting hit by a train. All with the new iPhone.
No, 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 it is not a mistake. It is errorfm.com.
Error FM Live.
Sick in your... Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Live from Pod Talker Studios.
This is... The Oddcast!
Only on RFM Live at RFM.com.
With Dusty Angel.
Yeah, you've sat on the cum stainer too.
Jesse.
I look like a whore. I didn't even do anything.
And Robert.
So we'll be drinking recycled pee.
It's not a mistake. It's RFM.
And now, here they are. The Oddcast!
All right, guys, you know I moved a couple months ago, moved to an all-white neighborhood, nothing but white people.
You stayed in Long Beach, though.
Yeah, but it's in a white, you know how when you're from Long Beach, you can say I'm from the good part.
It's like, yeah, I know, there's like the ghetto part, and then and then there's the bad part.
Yeah.
And then you got the really gay part, which is kind of the rich part, too, because gays are rich.
Oh, they keep that shit nice, too, that's probably the
nice. They're very clean.
Yeah. Except for all the condom wrappers.
Gays get the ocean?
Fucking lucky bastards, yeah.
All the ocean.
Oh, yeah. If you go to the beach...
That's true. We got San Francisco and San Diego.
For real? What the fuck is it? It's because you guys work out. But
they just like to walk around with their shirts off. That's what it is.
That's true. It's nice to look at.
I haven't got good sleep, dude, because you hear certain noises in white neighborhoods that you don't hear in, you know, in the ghetto.
You mean it's really quiet?
It's no. These fucking birds, first of all, they wake up at... as soon as the fucking sun comes out, all you hear is chirp, chirp, chirp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not in L.A. You hear...
Exactly.
You know what I get here in Guadalajara?
What's that?
Parrots.
Parrots, yeah, exactly. Yes.
Hundreds of parrots.
See, that's the difference. That's the difference in the fucking ghetto, dude. Because... It fucks with me because I'm used to hearing ghetto birds,
you hear actual birds.
We also have sirens at all hours of the night.
There you go.
The fire department is right across the street.
Your birds aren't ghetto over there?
No, they fucking wake up. No, because ghetto people don't wake up at 5, first of all.
Mom is visiting.
Yeah. Can we introduce Mom real quick?
Yeah, she's talking and no one knows who she is.
Hello, Mom.
Hey, guys. It's me, Mom.
Mom hasn't been around since, like, one of our first shows. She comes in every once in a while, but she is basically... the craziest, hottest mom that I know personally.
Thanks, Jesse. That's why I love you.
Yes, baby. How you been, Mama?
I've been well.
Yes,
been
cool, well. Cool. We're passing the good stuff around. Mm-hmm. She brought a little treat with her.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to see you, sweetheart. Are you going to hang out and reminisce on the summertime with us and shit?
Of course we are.
Yes.
Of course we are. We're going to
I know you've seen some crazy ass fucking summers.
Oh, my goodness. There's so many to tell you.
Yeah, I would have liked to... grown up with, you know, the likes of you.
Gee, my kids don't think that way.
They think
but
boring.
You know why they're out there? It's because of me.
There you go. See?
I always told them, you could be out there. You can say what you're on your
mind. And Desi is making you proud.
There she is.
She gets arrested every 6 weeks. gets in a fight twice a month.
Hey, I've never been arrested, first of all. You know what they say? I haven't been arrested in a while. No, I've never been arrested. No, I haven't gone out.
Oh, I'm so going to change your drop now.
Oh.
I haven't been arrested in a while.
Yeah, no.
With Destiny, it's more like, I haven't crashed a car lately.
Yep.
Aww.
Yep.
What
yep.
the hell? I never even crashed my other cars. You guys have got I crashed my first car.
Some things never leave, Robert. Jeez. I mean, Desi, I'm sorry.
Second car got repoed. Third car... it died. The transmission went out.
And you just left it on the 63.
No, I sold it to pick apart for $330.
Smart girl. Awesome. They come and pick that shit up. I've done that too. That's a nice fact. And they give you the cash right there.
Yeah, they gave me a check.
Yep.
And I was like, hell yeah. But it was so sad watching my car get towed.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yep.
Little tear from the window. I'm watching. I'm like, Pentis, why won't you just work? I only work in reverse. I can't drive backwards.
You got almost all your half your money back on that car.
Pretty
though.
Much. I only paid $800 for the car.
Damn. Oh, I think we may have just came up with a new business, guys. Seriously, buy a car for like $800, fucking ride that shit till the wheels fall off, and then just sell it for $300.
Well, my car, I got a lot for it because it was a '97 Oldsmobile. It's really heavy, and pickup parts, I think they do it by the weight.
Ah, really?
And yeah, they do it by the weight. So my car is an old heavy car, so I think that's why I got so much for it.
Ah, I hear you. I hear you.
I mean, actually,
so get a heavy car. Get one of those really old '60s cars. They're all freaking metal, you know. You know the ones that don't crush when you crash into them, like you know, like a soda can.
Yeah, for real. Oh, I see some cars on the freeways and shit, and it's like, damn, yeah, it's like an accordion, just scary.
I seen a car like last night. I went to Club Rage. No, I didn't get kicked out this time.
Yay.
No, wait, round of applause. She did not.
I didn't get no. Here's the crazy part. I didn't even get drunk.
What? Bigger round of applause. Jesus.
Yes, I went to the club, had maybe one beer, and danced sober. Didn't talk. I don't know why, but I wasn't in the mood last night, so I didn't talk to anybody.
Hold on.
My dog. Oh, sorry, she just got stuck on my foot.
Because a few weeks back, AJ, one of our buddies, said, Desi is like I pointed out on a few shows back, that you become a changed woman. You're like about knowledge and shit. You're not getting drunk at parties.
She's all like philosophical and shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I like you anymore.
I don't know what happened.
I think it's because she's almost 25.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
I think so, 30's
too. 30's right around the corner.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I got 5 years. I got like 5.5 years for that.
Oh. I only got one.
No, I think I'm just more worried about the consequences now. I'm like, I don't want to lose my car. I don't want to crash. I don't want to get a DUI. I don't want to get arrested. So
she's growing up.
She is. Right before our eyes, Rob.
I'm so proud of my little girl.
Right before
literally,
fucking eyes.
What is it, 91 shows in?
Yeah.
But it's not like I don't like to still have fun. I just want the other person to be driving.
I like to think that we had something to do with that.
I think we did. Desi? She got a lot of it out and got to talk about it, and she got to share all of her experiences.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, you got to vent and shit.
And she's, you know, gone past all those stages right before our very eyes.
Yeah, she's lost friends.
And I still got friends trying to pull me back into it. They're like, why aren't you drinking? Why aren't you having fun? I don't feel like going out this weekend. I don't feel like wasting all my money.
Yeah, getting kind of boring. But yeah, just it's good to be back. I like driving to your house every weekend, Rob, because it reminds me. It gives me that hood feeling. I don't know if you guys hear it now. There's a fucking...
hear the sirens.
As we're saying, there's sirens. And there's like... I passed eight shopping carts on the way. You know you're in the... a good neighborhood. Good.
Like when, I said, Guadalajara.
There you go.
Yeah. You know what happened a few weeks ago? I don't know if there was like a soccer game or something.
Uh-huh.
But I was driving, I was driving over here, and there's freaking like I see, I this is the first warning sign. Uh-huh. I see a guy on a bike holding a Mexican flag. And I'm like, holy shit, there was a soccer game. And then I look down the street, and I see cop sirens. And I'm like, fuck, the street's blocked off. So I fucking bust the left, and I'm going, I see a cop car still. So I'm driving, I see another guy on a bike holding a sign. I mean, a freaking Mexican flag. I see another Mexican flag from someone's house. And I'm like, you stupid motherfucker. So you have to go and riot after your fucking soccer game, really?
Oh, Jesus.
What's the point?
It almost makes you... hope that they don't win.
Blue Azul won, fool. You
no, it's like
for.
If they win, they celebrate. If they lose, they fucking get pissed off and riot. So it's like either way, it's a lose-lose situation.
Yeah, it goes, damn. They take that shit to heart, man. Go to a fucking soccer game and get shanked.
Like they're just
times.
Running around kicking a ball, and they only make like maybe 3 or 4 goals, really?
For real?
You're watching people go back and forth with a ball for like hours.
That's my favorite thing is when the guy goes, goal!
You'd be that excited too.
Look at his tongue.
Oh,
of course, mom would look at that. I don't look at that stuff like that.
Yeah.
Changing the subject.
Have you heard the stuff I heard about him all the time?
You pinky.
Bringing it straight to your face, really raw, really uncut. Tonight, a Las Vegas woman claims there's an image of Jesus on the lid of her toilet seat. And now for the news.
Okay, let's see. Damn, horses must be fucking hoes.
Why?
Apparently, horse herpes. Outbreak forces rodeo queens to ride stick ponies.
What?
Really?
There has been a large outbreak of horse herpes spreading across the country. Cases like this have been seen. See, I think it is started by a human, I bet. Not as been seen to this extent in over 50 years. Because of the outbreak, contestants at the Davis County Sheriff's Mounted Junior Posse Queen Contest, goddamn, try saying that 5 times, had to cowgirl up without their horses. Instead of competing on horses, contestants were asked to trot around the arena with stick horses as their show ponies.
Really? So they had to use their own legs.
Well, it's kind of weird, but you can really help that disease. You can't help it because that disease is going around, said former Queen Savannah Steve. Utah has 13 suspected and 7 confirmed cases of the horse herpes virus after horses at a regional competition first showed symptoms.
So,
wow.
Were the horses fucking each other and spreading it?
I guess that's what it is, yeah. Yeah, it's fucking hope, man. Horses, no, horses, they
horny horses.
You see how they walk around? They ask to get fucked. Like, does they walk around on their hind legs and shit? And you're like, I'll fuck a horse.
You know, I see the similarities in big women and horses' asses.
You know what? I do too. You seriously.
You sit there and a big woman bend over and you said, damn, ass like a quarter horse.
Uh-huh, exactly.
See,
thank you.
See,
she went south on us. See, she went southern on your ass. Oh, quarter geez. Horse. Anybody who knows what a quarter horse is knows what's up and has seen a nice ass in their life.
On to other news. Drunk Swedish sailor sparks rescue alert for forgotten wife.
Whoa, what?
A drunk Swedish sailor sparked a major sea rescue alert from reporting that his wife fell overboard, only for police to discover that he forgot to take his wife on the trip. It says the man sounded the alarm as he sailed off the southern coast of Sweden, believing that his wife had fallen overboard and drowned. Rescuers arrived, did a brief search, and discovered that the woman never was on the boat during the trip and was safe on shore throughout the whole ordeal. The man was towed back to dock when he failed a breathalyzer test and was promptly charged with boating while intoxicated. He got a BWI.
I've never something that you've never had, Desi.
I've never had a DWI, DUI, or a BW.
Yeah, a B. What about a boating while a BWB? Do they have boating while black?
No. I'm pretty sure you get it though.
Yep. Yeah.
They're like, probably. He's black. He's black. Him. Get him.
Get him.
He broke a law.
And in a boat, he stole it.
Well, on to a crazy woman.
Oh shit!
Police suspect
Mom?
Woman's trash
I'm
can.
Right here.
May have been stuffed with missing ex-boyfriend's body parts.
Of course. Wow.
Authorities in California suspect dismembered human remains found inside a trash can of a San Bernardino resident, Carmen Montenegro, allegedly pushed down...
What'd you say? What'd you say about my mama?
She allegedly pushed down a suburban street Sunday could belong to her missing ex. Detectives are looking into the recent disappearance of Montenegro's past boyfriend.
Wow.
According to police, the unidentified ex-boyfriend was last seen by relatives on May 1st. He was later reported as a missing person to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. Montenegro was caught with a 30-gallon wheeled container full of human remains Sunday afternoon after several concerned neighbors contacted police.
Wow. He pissed her the fuck off.
That's really what happens when you scorn
Damn,
a woman.
Damn, woman scorned is like...
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Fuck, that's some fucking scary shit. I don't know if I want to talk about that one. That one kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
On to the next story. Back to you, Dusty.
Let's see.
Dusty Angel here, guys.
Apparently. Oh.
Dusty Angel here, guys.
Dusty Angel here, guys. Look, Mom is laughing because she's already knows.
For the Oddcast news.
She doesn't even know the joke, but she knows.
Hey, it's the Oddcast, everybody.
Dusty Angel here, guys. German court rules, kiss my ass is insulting. So you can't say kiss my ass now in Germany. Okay.
Oh,
it's official. Telling someone to kiss my ass is legally an insult in Germany and can cost you a hefty fine.
Really?
What?
A district court.
Can you still say fuck you?
Yeah, I guess so. There's no fuck you fine.
What if you say kiss my donkey?
There you go. Kiss my, what's the other?
Kiss my
mule.
Burro.
Kiss my mule.
Kiss my burro.
Uh-huh. There you
kiss
go.
Kiss my ass, I was saying. hey, I didn't say ass, but it's
there
intended.
You go. See?
So
good
that's
call.
Not breaking the law. There's a loophole through
kiss
everything.
Kissmyaskman.com.
Or axemen.com. It says a district court recently made this ruling in a case involving a man who uttered the phrase to a policeman at a train station after the officer asked him not to smoke. Good man. That's a good man. Although a lower court initially acquitted the man of insulting the policeman, arguing the phrase was a common colloquial form of speech in the state. State prosecutors appealed the ruling and the higher court overturned it and imposed the original fine. Future fines will be given out to anyone who utters the word kiss my ass.
You know what's funny? I was in Carl's Jr. earlier,
uh-huh,
and they still put no smoking signs on the inside of restaurants.
Yeah, you would think that, hello,
is
we've known that for 20
now?
Fucking years.
Is it 20
now?
Years
wait
now?
A minute,
it's almost.
Wait a minute. See, I'm a little bit older than you guys. Just,
oh, give
just
it to us, Baba.
A few years.
Give it to us. Just a few.
And what was the subject we're talking about?
Smoking
in restaurants.
Okay, I was just in the market the other day, and I remember when we could smoke in markets. I kid you not, when I was a teenager, I would be shopping with my sister, my older sister, and I'd be smoking, following her.
Preach.
Because you know what? Nobody knew anything back then.
I remember being a kid.
And I remember smoking in restaurants.
Uh-huh. I remember being a kid but it's at cigarette's length.
It's been against the law now for, like, what, 20 years?
Exactly.
Well, yeah, but the, it's pretty common knowledge now. Yeah.
You would think. But yeah, no,
smarter people out there.
I remember because kids and the parents would blow it in our face. I used to love, this is weird, I used to love the smell of cigarette smoke as a kid, dude. Because of fucking
so did
parents.
We.
Really, see?
I was just saying, yeah. Oh, I got to get my second hand
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it made me feel at home. Like, oh, ah, auntie.
You know what's funny, too?
What's that?
The other day I was watching TV and I saw this Geico commercial.
Uh-huh.
And it's a big Geico billboard on the side of a highway.
Uh-huh.
And there's two big boulders, like, over, you know, kind of on the side. And this guy pushes the boulder away from the and he climbs out from under it. And he looks at the billboard and says, oh, Geico can save you 50% in 15 minutes or less or whatever. And, you know, everybody knows that, right?
Right.
The Geico gecko and all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, my God, have you seen this? And he calls the other guy that's on the other side of under the rock. This guy's been living under a rock.
Good concept. Hey,
I'd never seen that visualized.
I was really hoping
before.
Something else would come out of that, but that was it.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Well,
your turn. But whose turn is it now?
Anyways... Hacker posts fake Tupac Shakur story on PBS website.
Yeah.
A bizarre story about a dead rapper Tupac Shakur being alive was apparently planted by hackers. The story appeared this weekend on PBS website. The story claimed the famed rapper was alive and living in New Zealand. With PBS being a trusted source, many people had no choice but to believe it. A group with a Twitter name at LoseSec claimed responsibility.
Come on, you're the Twitter girl now.
Oh, whatever. I don't know this fool. The group was apparently unhappy with the program about Wiki Secrets, which recently aired on PBS. PBS acknowledged it was hacked and pointed out the story on the Shakur is fake.
Duh.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, they have pictures of his autopsy. He's laying there with bullet holes.
But they're still diehard fans.
He died when I was in middle school.
Uh-huh.
Right before I went to high school.
I was in second grade. I remember all the black girls crying. I was in Linwood.
And there was this
thing. I remember
there was
Tupac.
This thing.
I was working in the mall. Remember we used to work in the mall together, Westfield?
Uh-huh.
In Harbor Heights or Lanier Heights. Culver City. So we used to live there, and I saw this one show, Love Connection.
Uh-huh, yes, I remember.
And there was this
back
one
guy.
Back
in 2 and 2.
Mm-hmm, that's right, I'll be back in 2 and 2. Yep. Okay, Chuck. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I saw this guy, and he was on that show, and he looked just like Tupac, just maybe a skinnier version.
Uh-huh.
But down to the T, the
like,
teeth, everything, right?
Tupac was on Love Connection.
So I'm walking in my mall one day, and I'm going upstairs to go see my son, and there's a guy.
Uh-huh.
There he is. Oh. Tupac, right in front of me.
Uh-huh.
I'm like,
you
oh
saw
my
Tupac
God.
Montgomery Ward?
I saw the guy. No. He was in the fucking mall right in front of Macy's. There was this guy. He was a splint image of Tupac. He was the same guy that was on that show.
But you remember... back in the day, people were like Machiavelli, because that was his name.
777.
You know, if you spell it in a certain way, it says, I am alive.
Machiavelli and remember all that. Yeah. There
people,
was a lot
you can do anything with anything. Just like the dollar bills in the 20s. You can flip them out. Oh, it's the World Trade Center. Okay. Yeah. Come on now.
All right. I got one more.
One more. Go for it.
All right. Colorado balloon boy parents say they'll sell the balloon.
Fuck them, dude.
Who in their right mind wants to buy the fucking balloon?
Somebody's going to. The former Colorado couple that told authorities their son floated away in a helium balloon have made a video saying they'll auction off the inflatable balloon to raise money for the people affected in recent natural disasters. Uh-huh. I hate them.
Sure.
The disaster of their life.
Sure.
The son wasn't inside the balloon when it floated away in 2009.
Bastards.
Mayumi Heen served 20 days in jail for filing a false report. Richard Heen served 30 days in jail for a felony count of attempting to influence a public servant.
Uh-huh.
Terms of their probation say they can't profit from their story until 2013.
Ah, shit. But that's right around the corner. Yeah. They'll write a book.
That's if we don't die before then.
Oh,
that's
right.
Apocalypse doesn't happen next year.
There are like 6 end-of-the-world predictions up until then.
We're going to go soon.
Oh, well, no profit for you guys.
Oh, we'll just end the news.
Maybe next time.
This has been the news.
Now, favorite. Everybody, is summertime your favorite favorite time of year?
Hell yeah, I look forward to it. I can walk around half naked.
Yeah, exactly, yes. That's my favorite part is, like I said before, is the women coming out dressed like fucking hoes. No, that's the introduction to summertime.
Thanks, Destiny.
You got it. I'm here for you guys. I support that. I support, fuck all these laws that are saying women have to cover shit up. No, women should not have to cover anything up. They are equal just like us men. So if they want to walk around with their shirts off, they shouldn't have to put pasties on their nipples.
Yeah!
Thank you.
So in turn, guys should be able to walk around with their balls hanging out.
Fuck it.
Remember we went over this.
Wait a minute.
Not a nice sight, by the way.
Yeah. See, balls aren't as pretty as tits. Thank you. And that's coming from a woman. So sorry, guys.
A woman's boobs are like her testicles.
I was sitting across from this guy who had very short shorts on, and his testicle kept hanging out.
Thank you.
And
it was
ugly, like,
right?
So disgusted.
No, I'm sorry, but the ball is the ugliest thing on the male's body.
But we gotta meet in the middle and at least say that if everyone could just show their ass.
Gays, you guys can't even get married yet.
Ass is good. You know,
work on getting married first.
Wait a minute, they have new pants out.
Okay, get their marriage.
They have new pants out for women. They go down on the bottom of the butt, so you have butt cleavage.
Butt cleavage.
I'm sorry, but I don't want nobody looking at my crack. That's my business.
Crack
depending
is
on how good it looks.
Ooh, I love.
I don't give a shit. You ain't looking at my crack. That's for you to see later, bitch. That's supposed to be a surprise. If we show you everything, then what the hell are you gonna be looking at when you know?
The only thing that they don't show are the nipple. That's it.
That's all I'm talking about. Fuck everything else. I just want to see tits. I want to see beautiful woman's boobs because they are beautiful. And I'm sorry, but you can't compare them to the nuts. Nuts are the ugliest thing on our fucking body. Think about if you just had a handful of nuts and nobody knew what it was and said, here, why don't you hold this for me? They look at it like, wait, hold on, first, what is it? It's not like a rose or a flower. If you had somebody a boob, they'd be like, oh, this is nice, I'll hold it. What do you need me to hold it for?
But that,
it's not like something you look at and be like, I wonder if it smells good.
Yeah, no, it's like, oh, get this shit away from me.
I wonder if you can eat this. No, they don't taste good either.
I just mean it in terms of the principle.
No.
Why they cannot
like
walk
I said,
around with their shirts
like
off.
Like I said, work on getting married first. Get that
totally
one down for a couple years.
My point there.
Sorry,
I get it.
Guys. Yeah, sorry. You guys gotta work on the bigger issues first. Balls, let those slide. You guys get to see balls wherever you go.
You get to see tits wherever you go.
No, we don't. That's the thing.
You get to see more of tits than I get to see of balls.
You know what? Actually,
you know, girls can walk around with just like...
Rob, I'm going to call you on that because good call. Because you never see balls in movies. Not that I want to see it, but it's very rare that you see a dick in a movie. It's like, oh my God. Mark Wahlberg showed his dick, or you know, Kevin Bacon showed his cock.
Colin Farrell, Alexander.
Right, see, we all know there's like four times in Hollywood that the dick has been shown. So okay, I got you. I understand.
Oh, forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Although
that's not a very pretty one to see, but you know, you still see dick in the very beginning.
But shit, 1985 alone had probably 800 movies with tits in them. So
yeah, see.
I understand.
Oh, yeah, all those 80s
vagina.
Movies.
I feel you guys is polite.
And vagina.
Yeah, we definitely get the pussy. We get the muff shot. Nice. And as a kid, as a horny teenager, the muff shot. Oh God, I swear I could jack off to the. I'm sorry, I could jack off to the same 5 second frame of a girl's muff shot. I could just keep rewinding. This is back when I was fucking 12. I'll just rewind that shit like 7 times.
This is what you told us last week.
I know. I'm just saying. It wasn't hard for a kid.
I could probably list like over 20 things Dusty can jack off to or has jacked off to by now.
Or has, yeah.
Or all the positions he's done Denise in, or how many times he's come on her back.
She knows so much about me.
How something smells like carne asada, I forgot.
I really wish I
no,
had
Mom,
time.
Hold on. Let me take Mom back real quick. Because Mom is she's closer to my age than she is to you guys. So I'm gonna roll with Mom right
How
now.
How old are you, Dusty?
I'm 33. I just turned 30. I just turned
33. 35 is my cutoff.
I just turned 36. All right, so anyway. No, Mom, but sometime after, because they don't understand me on this, sometime after a good session, doesn't the room smell like
sex?
Or like food? Carne asada? Mm-hmm. Like, come on now.
It
please
just
roll
smells
with me.
Like sex.
I know, but it's like
dirty, nasty sex.
Nobody.
That's just so weird hearing that from
you,
your mom.
Mom, I'll just tell you.
Cover your eyes.
Wait. Dusty said that after sex, it smells like carne asada.
In the room, sometimes.
In his room.
Maybe that's not a good thing.
No, it's good. Tell me carne asada is not the best smell. When you're hungry and you smell it mixed with a little beer. It's like,
yeah, but not when it comes to sex, carne asada shouldn't smell good to you.
It shouldn't
smell
like
that. Did she look like carne asada down there?
No.
Mexican.
No.
She might have had a brown taco.
Maybe she should change her diet.
Oh, did you get that brown taco?
Not pink taco. She should not be eating certain foods. We're gonna work on that.
Maybe you shouldn't eat that tuna sandwich before you go down there.
Oh,
come on now.
No, no. Does it?
Maybe
okay.
You had carne asada before you went down there.
Maybe you were smelling her upper lip,
and I shot it inside of her, and then as it's.
Ew.
Never mind.
Maybe the
car. Okay, let's move on because my girl's gonna want to divorce me before we get married. Just kidding. Nah, but back to being a horny teenager in the summer. That was like okay, real quick. That was like the best time, like the last week of school when you didn't have homework and shit like that. Because first of all, fuck school. I'm sorry. We're all adults now. We can say fuck school. School fucking sucks. 60%.
But you have to go. Stay in it.
Yes, you have to go. We're going to throw that out there. But 60%
of
the shit that they teach us. Thank you. If someone like Destiny.
Stay in school.
Destiny graduates.
You still have to stay in school.
Fuck you, you asshole.
Then there's a problem with the Los Angeles school system.
Hey, I graduated from a school that was really horribly bad. Hey, that was a percentage out of the good.
Yeah, if you guys don't remember, way back in the day, we did a story in Huntington Park High School where Robert and Desi graduated from. And
one
I think 50%
schools.
Of the teachers are getting fired as we speak or something.
And almost everybody drops out of that school. A very small percentage actually graduate.
Yeah, but Desi slid.
Well, me and my brother, we both graduated.
Under the radar.
Just I mean, I didn't graduate from HP. I left HP and graduated Roland Heights. But still, I went there for 3.5 years.
Yeah. So
in my defense, it was almost 10 years ago. So.
Oh, yeah, true that. That was.
So it was a little better when I was there.
He keeps saying that, but no.
That was 6 years ago for
stay
me.
In school.
Kids, yeah, once again, I cast us to
stay in school.
I'm doing this show for community service, so I got to say that.
Don't do drugs.
Stay in school, kids.
Drugs are bad, okay?
Actually, I think that was the first time I smoked weed was in the summertime.
Really? Because
that's when you don't have to go to school. You don't have to worry about homework. You don't have to. Because I was very paranoid as a kid, and I could never smoke when I knew I had to study or I knew something because I was under the impression that, oh, my God, shit's going to happen, and I'm not going to be able to concentrate, which I couldn't.
You were a nervous child.
I was, yeah. If I should have been diagnosed with a few things, but we're not going to go into that right now.
Isn't it funny how, like, you ever see
ADHD?
Yeah, name your acronym. It's probably been attached to me.
You ever see those old cop shows where they pull the guy over and he's getting, arrested for drugs and stuff? He's wearing a DARE t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it's like, you didn't listen, did you?
You know what I do, Desi?
I get the point of that.
I have 3 DARE t-shirts in my drawer right now, and I rock those motherfuckers on a regular.
Yeah, DARE
I probably
smoke
wore
every
one
day.
Here. No, just DARE, because, you look that different. You open the door for people.
It's
oh, he has
just
a DARE.
DARE me,
yeah,
huh?
He has a DARE shirt on. He has a DARE shirt on.
He's trustworthy.
I dare you smoke this blunt right now.
Automatically lowers your black
shirt
level.
On.
That
is it automatically lower your black
it
level.
It does. And they don't think the smell of weed comes from me when it really is coming from
They're
me.
Like, oh no, not that sir. He's wearing that black sir over there is wearing DARE. A DARE shirt.
I am a good one. I'm one of the good ones. DARE to keep kids off drugs
you got
and
an
violence.
Edumacation.
I got EMOGHumacation.
What does DARE stand for again?
Exactly. None of us fucking know. And they shoved it down our throat every fucking day. And none of us know. Because I don't know.
DARE to something to resist? I don't know.
Drug awareness resistance something. What's the last
education.
Word? Ecstasy.
Education.
There you go. Education. Good job.
E.
There you go. But that's sad how it took us a long time to remember that shit. You know what I'm saying? Name the 4 Ninja Turtles. Go.
Donatello, Michelangelo, Leonardo. And what's the last
Raphael.
One? Raphael.
3 seconds.
Oh, Raphael.
3 seconds. But something they shoved down our throat over
ooh,
and over
I
again
like
in school.
Raphael.
We had to think about it. DARE, drugs, what is it? Doritos and Rice Krispies. What? What is it?
Do
but see,
drugs?
Ninja Turtles, right away.
Do
got
a
it.
Lot
I think
of
you
red
stop, drop, and roll.
Do a lot of
drink
red
and ride every day. I don't know.
I like do a lot of red. Ecstasy.
Do a lot of red E.
Classic shit. No, but let's see.
And it's a lot of A-L-O-T-T-A.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Do a lot of red E.
Do you guys remember, like, I'm going to talk to Desi on this one. Damn, my real mom's here. She's out there. She knows what's up. But summer, like, that whole summer thing with the hormones getting together and that was like the best time as a kid. Like you see that chick and you're like, oh yeah, what's up? You know, like
I had a summertime fling.
See, that's where I was.
I didn't realize
to.
I did at the time until after the fact. I was like, oh wait, I did. I dumped my boyfriend for this white boy on the
there
beach.
There you go.
And it lasted 2 months.
See?
Summer was over,
there
and it ended, and me and my ex-boyfriend got back together.
You had your Beverly Hills 90.
Yes, I was like, wow. And I thought about it. I was like, oh, that's so funny. I had a summertime fling.
See? Oh, that's what I'm talking about, because, you know, you do dump your regular chick. That, and this is, a lot of people did that. They dumped their regular chick and were like, you know, at the summertime, I'm going to do me. And then when September starts and school starts, you know, I see her in the cafeteria and, you know, I say what's up and we'll get back together. But, you know, summertime was the time that to fuck. I think I did the most of my fucking in the summertime.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I did most of my giving births in the summertime.
That's because she was too busy cuddling in the winter.
Let's go 9 months. Let's go 9 months from July.
I had a baby every summer.
But did you have a baby or did you conceive a baby?
I had a baby every summer.
You were pregnant in the summertime?
Not birthed somebody in the summer, but okay. Had a baby during summer.
Okay, like inside your stomach.
No, like...
I mean birthing.
Okay, ooh.
No, well, I guess Laura was born in July.
Hot.
That's very fucking hot. The hottest. You ever heard the term hot. Hotter than July?
No. Our sister Laura is the only one born in summer.
But that's... she took over for all it, for everybody.
I'm winter. I'm December,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, December
John
cold.
John is spring.
If I was going to get pregnant... If I was going to get pregnant, I think it would... I would want to have the baby.
John and Unique are spring. Crystal's winter.
I just kind of had them like all over seasons, you know.
Yeah, you weren't. You had no routine. As the years went on,
the age limits, the time of her being not pregnant got shorter. It was like 5 years, 2 years, 1 year, 6 months. I'm just kidding.
No, she's not. The last ones are, I think, like 10 months apart.
Nice. Oh my God. Straight up. You're fertile.
I had two babies, two bottles, two diapers, two dresses, two toys.
It was like twins.
Ooh, two toys?
Yeah, it was like the first one. She had a kid, and then it was like, I'm not having a kid for a long time. 5 years go by, and then it went 2 years, like another 2 years, 1 year. It was like, what the?
So you never had...
I guess it's kind of nice to know your parents loved each other.
Yeah? Yeah?
Or they were just too dumb to use a condom.
Too horny bastards.
It's called protection. Yeah. And anyone who gets pregnant now, you're just stupid. There's like 10, 50 million fucking things to protect yourself from. There's the fucking ring. There's a fucking shot. There's a goddamn condom. There's a patch. I mean, how many fucking ways? If you're honestly, this is what I say. If you get pregnant, you're just a lazy fucking hoe.
Once again.
I'm sorry. You're a lazy
hoe.
If you're not taking birth control because you think, oh, it's going to make me gain 5 or 10 pounds.
Bullshit.
Well, you know what? Pregnancy makes you gain 50.
And it gives you stretch marks. It looks like fucking Freddy Krueger's skin going down your fucking stomach.
Ooh. Love lines across my ass.
You gotta use that as a drop. You think by taking birth control, you're going to gain 5 pounds? Well, pregnancy, you gain 50.
I can't stress that enough. Oh, my God.
Please speak on
pregnancy
it. Preach.
Pregnancy gives you more
preach.
Weight than 5 or 10 pounds.
Take them to church, Mom.
Oh, and don't forget, you get the postpartum depression after you give birth. The excess fat.
Oh.
Your body looks like shit. Oh. Your titties start to hang because you got so much motherfucking milk in them.
They should travel the world. Dude, pregnancy would drop down.
Oh, my God. You have no clue what you're in.
You gotta go around and slap the hoe out of these bitches and be like, close your goddamn legs. It ain't no fucking service. Yeah. You gotta respect yourself and make the motherfucker take you out first.
Thank you.
And now California state laws now gives you the opportunity to do it all free.
Free.
Yeah, that's another thing. Birth control is free, you dumb bitches. Oh, one more thing before you get pregnant. You can't live off of welfare for the rest of your life. There's a time limit, so quit opening them.
Nah, look at Desi is preaching.
They give you 2 years now.
Are you a registered?
And the California state law requires, you know what? You know what, girls? We don't have to have babies anymore.
Tell them, Mom.
We don't have to be pregnant anymore.
Tell them, Mom.
We don't. And the California state law stands right behind us.
But how am I going to keep my
clinic, you can go to any clinic, any little clinica.
What?
Yeah, and clinica? Just ask them for the California state
green
card.
What if I want to get, hold on.
Family planning card.
Can I get my EBT card? That's all I need to know.
No, it's family planning card. It's a green Medi-Cal card that you can get at any clinic.
I already have a green card.
All you have to do is piss and give some blood.
Ooh.
That's it.
And they don't test for drugs. That's not what they're testing for. Don't even get that twisted.
And if you're getting pregnant to keep your man, you're a dumb hoe. You deserve the life you put yourself in.
Get everything that you deserve, you dumb little bitch.
Wow. See? They should travel the world. No, seriously. No, the country.
Just go around and tell people play nonsense, but don't go to these schools and start preaching like, oh, you want to be in love first and get married.
Tell them. No, tell them.
And it's all that bullshit.
Tell
but to quit sugarcoating that shit and just tell them, it fucking hurts when you give birth. The guy ain't going to be there. Look at 16 and pregnant, you dumb
hoe. Tell them, Desi. Tell them.
You know, it's a condom. There's something called there's the Trojan gray box, ultra sensitive thin, whatever, thin.
Yeah.
Best fucking condoms out there. You don't feel shit. You don't even know the motherfucker's wearing it.
Go dead.
So go buy those and you don't have to complain like, oh, I can't feel it.
Unless you're like me, you gotta roll with the Magnums.
Right. Does Magnum make it extra small?
Prove it.
Now?
Let me see. Prove it.
No, thank you.
No, mother.
No, thank you.
Mother, Somebody escort her out of the building, please.
So if you want to be a hoe in the summertime, just think about the consequences.
Yeah.
Just think how ugly you're going to look the next summer.
Ooh, oh, mom,
after
please.
You give birth to that baby, and damn. You have those stretch marks, and you have those little pockets of fat.
So John Travolta was lying to us in that Grease movie and all that?
Yeah.
If he fucks you, he's going to leave. Yeah, he's going to leave. Yeah. He's out. Mm-hmm. He's a greaser. He's a greaser.
Really? Do you really think they stay together forever?
I don't know. That's how the movie ended up.
And one more thing. The pull-out maneuver doesn't work.
Ding, 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 ding.
You can't pull out. It doesn't work, you idiot.
You want me to give you the nurse's side to that? Because you know what? Even when a man gets to hard on, he's already got sperm coming out in the canal.
Oh, yeah. It's right
that's
there.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm. He already does.
It's called
so
pre-cum,
even before
baby.
He's even come, he's already been there.
He's been, yep.
So don't
inside,
be stupid.
So don't
thinking
be dumb,
pull-out's going to work.
Tell them, girls. So
or you get go. Those dumb girls. Whoa, one of the girls from 16 and pregnant said she thought, there's a reason why she's pregnant, is she thought she couldn't get pregnant until after college.
Oh, really?
Basically, she had no education when it came to pregnancy. Nobody told her anything.
I remember reading that in fucking
yeah, I read that in a magazine.
Class. Yeah.
No, was I did read that story.
Oh, wow. How do you not know you can't?
But she thought like, oh, wow. Well, I won't. Yeah, it's like stupidity. It's like, really? Are you really? You're slap
people.
You.
People.
Wow.
Silly peoples.
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Like, all those girls got pregnant because they just didn't know any better. They didn't know they could get pregnant. It's like,
they play that stupid
That's
shit.
That's why it's so important to talk to your daughter's mothers.
It's called reproduction. Humans reproduce. Preach. When you stick a penis in a vagina, a
something
baby comes
happens.
Out.
We've all seen National Geographic and all that shit. Shit
it's a
goes
circle
down.
Of life.
Tell them, Mom. You got to talk to your fucking
kids. You
got to
talk to them. You got to show them pictures. You got to, you know, draw pictures for them.
No, show them pictures of pregnant pussy after
slide shows, whatever you got to do to get the message across to them.
Show them a picture of pregnant
Basically,
pussy.
Basically, I was a scared shitless. I'm like, that shit's going to hurt. You're going to rip my vagina
there
open.
There you go. Yeah.
And another thing, my birth control was my sister and my best friend. I watched them, and I'm like, nice. Oh, hell no. I don't want to go through that.
No, thank you.
Nope,
you
not mentally
what?
Ready.
I just had a light bulb.
What's that?
I'm going to put a new page on the site. It's going to be our birth control.
Ooh. Ooh.
And I'll just post all the nasty, gross shit about birth.
Oh, damn. And if you have a phone, you know, everybody has an iPhone, an Android, whatever. You have apps.
Uh-huh.
Download the goddamn My Days app, okay, for girls. Because you can tie up down when you get your period, and it'll tell you when you get your next period. And then it tells you when you're high fertility and when you're not. And so, when you're ovulating, basically.
Does that work for Mexicans?
It should work if you're a girl.
I don't know, because Mexicans have like a higher...
Isn't it a constant ovulation for Mexicans?
Has to be.
Oh,
dude.
Because they always have kids. Oh, there's like 50 of them in one house.
Duh,
they used to
you
call
just
me
Guadalupe.
They used to call me Blanca. Ooh, ay, ay, ay.
Blanquita, Blanquita. White girl. Güera. Ven pa' acá. Yeah, no, but well, I guess I hope you guys have a good fucking summer. I mean, because I'm just ready to. Do you guys have any plans for the summer? Any big concerts?
I plan. Well, I'm going to Vegas again.
Uh huh.
And then I plan on going to the Azusa Canyons to the river.
Okay.
I plan on laying out and tanning at the beach a lot. I just plan on going to doing a bunch of things this summer. Last summer, I didn't really. I got to do a little bit of it. But then I got into a huge fight with my best friend, and we didn't talk for 5 months, and I hated her.
That's right.
So that killed that summer.
I remember that.
I'm hoping this year, every year, we fight. So I'm hoping this year things will be different.
Hopefully.
But it seems to be. With because you can tell, I don't even think the same ways that
no.
I used to.
No, you're changed.
So
you're changed.
I think I'm
woman,
not going to be snapping over dumb bullshit.
Yeah, Desi is.
Let's hope.
Man.
Oh, I know. I also want to point out that my little brother's here tonight, too. And he's just spending his summer at boot camp.
Damn. One place, if you had to name the place I don't want to spend my summer
boot camp.
In, is boot camp. Now, I want to talk to one of the future soldiers of America who's going to be protecting our asses when we're sitting here appreciating our freedoms and taking shit for granted. I want to talk to a future soldier. I know you're scared as fuck, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty scared.
Is his mic on? Is he good? Okay, cool. Yeah. You look like you've been shaking over there. You're going, literally, you're walking out of here, and you're going at, what, 2:45 in the morning? They're coming to pick you up?
Yeah, they're going to pick me up.
Woo, man. And this is going to be...
This is where he's spending one of his last nights.
Nice. His, literally, his last night. Not one of, I mean, literally, his last...
His last night as a civilian.
Night. Damn, dude.
It's on the soldier life, military life.
All I got to say is, do your thing. We're proud of you. And if you can get some guns, dog, like, just like some, if you happen to throw one in your bag by accident and it falls in your bag and you just happen to bring it back to America, hook me up.
Cool? All right, for sure.
Okay, cool, man. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Thanks for everything you do, man. Can we get applause seriously for the soldiers, though, dog? Because I really have a soft spot in my heart for the people who protect
Thank
our mother
all your
fucking
military
country.
Guys, because it's because of them that we can walk the streets in peace.
Thank you.
Otherwise, we would be just like Afghanistan.
Thank you. And
so
mom,
thank all your soldiers out there, all the branches. Mom mm-hmm. is very sad tonight. I'm very sad to see my son leave, but I also know that he's going to do something very noble.
Very true.
He's going to have a very noble profession, mm-hmm. and I'm very proud of him.
Look how we just got all mushed up here.
Don't make me start crying again.
We got all teary-eyed.
We're like breaking up.
Yeah,
here.
Shit. All of our mics are crying.
What is this?
Oh, is this the Odcast? Am I on Christian radio now? What happened?
Oh, jeez.
Love your fellow man. God loves you.
Well, good luck, John.
Yeah, seriously, man. Hope next summer. Well, next summer you'll probably be.
He's gonna come back all buff, like, ooh, I'm a Marine.
He's gonna come back all ripped.
I'm like, who are you? All the girls going to want to be dating my little brother. But like, bitch, back off.
Hey, use that to your advantage, because right now, nothing women love, dude.
Oh,
uniform,
yeah.
Man. Seriously.
I don't think that goes out of style.
Nah. So
I kind of went out with one for a little bit. So.
You're going to get mad pussy, so do your thing, homie, all right?
Remember to use a condom. Use a condom.
And enjoy your summer, man, while you're in that fucking boot camp with a bunch of guys who haven't seen pussy in 30 days and are so pissed.
Ooh.
We'll be out smoking and drinking, just to let you know. But we're proud of you. Thank you.
Will you come back and give us all the lowdown on what actually happens at boot camp?
Well, I was told.
The behind the scenes.
I was told from the Marine that I hung out with that they're not allowed to say certain things that they do or go down.
Go Ooh. Down? What? DL? No, they download
no,
brothers?
I mean, like, I guess stuff that they do, there's certain things they're not allowed to talk about to anybody, because there's some things he wouldn't tell me.
Okay.
I don't mean, like...
I don't know! He wouldn't tell me!
Like, what, though?
I don't know things they do.
How do you know this?
It's just what I'm assuming the stuff... Oh, gee, the government and the military are only secret.
Surprise.
No, they don't lie to us. They don't hide anything. They're the most honest people I know.
So when John comes back, he's going to be like hiding secrets from... Maybe.
He may
I don't
be.
Know. I think because this guy actually went to Afghanistan, so maybe that was what he couldn't
Unless
tell.
John, yeah. You should be a spy.
Ooh.
Like Chuck.
Well, he can't now.
We'll put you on this show and you can tell us all your spy secrets.
No, he can't. I'll respect that, but you should be a spy like Chuck.
On that note, should we get the fuck out of here?
I guess it's that time.
Yes. Check us out at podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers@gmail.com.
RFM Live at RFM.com.
Every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
Follow me on Twitter at Desi Talks.
Twitter whore. And thank you, Mom, for coming to hang out with
hey
us. It's
guys,
always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for coming,
good.
John.
We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Peace.